finally, last question for this month, and it's my third mention of science fiction. I'm really sorry for gone on about science fiction so much this month, but this one is inspired by the cartoon series Futurama. So, Dominic, can you help us with this one from Paul Miller? He said, in episode 2, Fry and Leela outrun the sunset on the moon by hopping along, but how fast would you actually have to run to outrun the sunset on the lunar surface?
It's always fascinating to think about how the sky appears on other bodies in the solar system. The moon, of course, orbits the Earth once every month, every 29 and a half days. And we also know that it always keeps the same face turned towards us. So that means it has to turn once in its axis every 29 and a half days. It's what we call tidally locked to the Earth. So that means that an observer on the moon sees the sky rotate once every 29 and a half days. And so a day on the moon lasts roughly 29 and a half days. So we can calculate how fast the sunset has to move across the lunar surface for that to be so. And if we think about the lunar equator, we can work out the circumference of the equator by taking 2 pi and multiplying that by the lunar radius, and then dividing that by 29 and a half days. And the speed you get is 10 miles an hour, or that's 15 kilometres per hour. So you could quite comfortably run along and keep up with sunset or sunrise on the lunar equator. In fact, if you were at higher latitude, you'd have to run rather slower because the line of constant latitude, let's say 50 degrees north, is shorter because you're closer to the lunar north pole, and so you have a shorter circle to circle around the lunar north pole. Now, to compare that with what you'd have to do on the Earth, you'd actually have to run about 100 times faster to keep up with sunset on the Earth. And that's because of two effects. It's because the Earth is a bigger planet, and it's because the day is 30 times shorter for us on the Earth. There are also other fascinating things to think about on the Moon. For example, how the Earth appears to somebody who is on the Moon. And it turns out that because the same side of the Moon is always turned towards the Earth, it means that the Earth never appears to move in the sky. It hangs there at about 2 degrees across, but it never rises or sets because you're always turning to keep it in the same place in the sky, even though the stars behind it are rotating once every 29 and a half days.
So actually, outrunning the sunset on the moon is perfectly feasible, and you'd have a nice view of the Earth while you're doing it.
But you couldn't sleep.
So you need a lot of stamina as well, and probably quite a lot of coffee. Thank you very much, Dominic. But that's all we have for this month's Naked Astronomy. We'll be back next month, so if you've got any questions or comments for us, get them in by email to astronomy@thenakedscientists.com. And don't forget to place your vote for the name of the Fast Facts Roundup. You'll find all the suggestions at thenakedscientists.com/vote. If you'd like to subscribe to the Naked Astronomy podcast, you can search for us on iTunes or join us at thenakedscientists.com/astronomy. Naked Astronomy is produced by me, Ben Valsler, from The Naked Scientists, and comes to you from Cambridge University with support from its 800th anniversary team and the Science and Technology Facilities Council.